Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tom was just talking about some holiday traditions that we have. You know, Elf on the Shelf turns 20 years old.
Wow.
20 years old. That poor elf, over the past two decades, he's been seen doing some unspeakable things out there. I mean, just some crazy things if you look online. And if you've been practicing that tradition for the past 20 years, your kids want you to stop because they're in college now. Okay. It's so much fun. Oh, Elf on the Shelf.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, according to experts in advertising and marketing, they say that we have five kinds of shoppers when we are looking for Christmas presents.
Okay.
So I want to get to those in just a second. Do you know that 23% of women polls said they shop for gifts a month in advance for the holidays?
Sounds a little late to me. My wife's usually going in October.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't believe that, but about all the gifts they get themselves throughout the year.
Oh, wow, Kate, I had a negative take on this.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, I don't care. Not my wife.
I mean, I take care of the whole family. I deserve a little treat, too.
Yeah. 6% admit they wait until the day of or so, the day before, to get a Christmas present. So they're waiting to the last minute, and that's actually on the list. Men who do their Christmas shopping at the last minute spend 15% more on gifts, is what I've seen.
Well, yeah, because the convenience store costs more.
There you go. And then, so here's what the experts say. You have the pleaser. This is the most common type. They look to buy something specific. They shop with each person in mind, searching many stores or looking online for hours to find the perfect gift.
I used to be kind of like that. I would actually go, like, I would want to be the one who found that gift that is different than anything anyone else got, and it stood out. Like the year I got my parents a big screen TV and made my brother look bad.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the reason you did it.
I think that's
a gift. Because, I mean, I know people that will always get the most perfect gift. You needed, what you didn't think you need, you got it. I don't have that. I don't have that gift.
Well, you don't. You're on the list, though, by the way. I'll get to you in just a second.
Oh, I text my nieces, send me your Christmas wish list. Because I'm over trying to guess and get it right.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing, though, because then there's no surprise at Christmas. They just open up a bunch of stuff they knew they were getting.
No, they've got a long list, and I just choose stuff from it.
It'd be a surprise if they didn't get anything on the list.
Oh.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to surprise you this year.
Yeah.
Okay, you also have the pleasers. You have the providers. They are kind of like your grandma or your aunt who buys you underwear, socks, sweaters, clothes, something that you can use every day.
Oh, I got one of those hat, mitten, and scarf combos from Walmart for my Christmas and birthday one year from an aunt.
Uh-huh.
That's handy.
Very practical. That's the kind of people they are.
And then I went into Walmart a couple days after, and it was only $5. And I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Did you get like one glove for your birthday and one glove for your Christmas?
She said, hang on. Two more days, you get the other one.
Also, I think tools, stuff like that. It's very practical gifts that you get.
Yeah, but a lot of guys are excited about tools.
Mm-hmm. But they also are, they like their own tools.
Well, so yeah.
You can't get tools at, you know, Family Dollar.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Break. Here's the kind of shoppers that we have. So pleasers, providers, and then socializers. they get a gift they really enjoy and want to share it with you, and they'll explain how it works and all that. These shoppers usually try to give something to of great sentimental value as well.
That's cool.
So
that seems different. Yeah. I mean, the thing is like, oh, I really like this. It works great. It seems different than sentimental.
Well, sentimental is like, hey, this came from your grandma. It's a necklace from your grandma. And so they are socializers. They want to talk about the present.
I had a doll stolen from me in, I think it was pre-K. And my sister last year found this random doll online and bought it and gave it to me.
Are you going to cry?
I know.
You're tearing
up. It honestly was super sweet, but I was like, oh, I don't know what to do with this now. Like, I have a baby doll.
We had, when my my oldest, we were at Great Wolf Lodge, and they lost this elephant stuffed animal. And we searched everywhere to find a copy of it online. I mean, we searched the internet high and low, and we couldn't find that sucker. And it brought up the other day. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's still a problem.
All right. Then you have the compensators. These people are trying to overcome their guilty feelings with gifts. It could be, you know, a spouse you've been fighting with, parents at work a lot. They will buy a lot more on the kids' Christmas list. So they're compensators. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it's you, Cato. The avoiders. They wait until the last minute before Christmas. They shop fast and furious with one thought in mind. Hey, anything will do. I'm just going to buy something right now and try to find something quick.
Trash back for their car because I get in it.
Okay.
That's pretty tragic.
Yeah.
You know what? My family, though, we've agreed not to do gifts this year, which we normally don't, but we're doing a big family vacation next year. So,
well, last minute,
save your money.
Last minute of the avoiders' last minute gifts, the top thing is a scented candle. So,
I'll take it.
See, I don't know if that covers everyone. I think there's people out there that are genuinely buying just for the joy of giving. I think there's people who are buying something that's for, they like it, so they, you know, hope someone else will like it. There's people like me that are buying to try to show other people up.
Well, yeah.
So there's a few things missing.
It's just the Christmas spirit.
Thank you, Kato.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we're going to take a test here, or at least you can choose to if you want.
Oh, pop quiz, y'all.
It's not that kind of test. It's more like whenever you're reading a magazine and they have one of those little quizzes you can take about yourself.
Oh, like a Cosmo quiz.
Right.
Okay, I'm
It'll be fun. So this is to find out how much Christmas spirit you have.
Okay.
And they say that if you are a normal person with Christmas spirit, you will do at least six of these things during the month of December. They start off with one that probably all of us have done because it's very hard to avoid, but that is listening to Christmas music.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty much a given at this point. We went to see my daughter perform at the at Furman. They did the orchestra, and it was all Christmas music. So you got your dose right away.
Yeah. My kids, they had to do it early this year at their school, and it was around Thanksgiving. So we had Thanksgiving music.
Okay.
It's hard to find that.
That one doesn't count unless it was in December, though. But I'm sure you've probably heard some since
then. It was not in December.
Okay, watch a holiday movie. Yeah. That's something I have not done yet.
I haven't done either of these yet. I'm slacking.
Oh, no.
I know.
So I am pretty sure at some point we're going to end up seeing A Christmas Story. It's just like a part of our holiday tradition.
I did watch Frosty recently and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah. And let's see what was on the night before that.
My youngest, he requested that one, the claymation one. Let's creep everybody out.
Yes, I've watched those, yes.
All right, going to look at Christmas lights. I haven't been out specifically to look at them, but I have seen some in my neighborhood.
I got to say, the ones in the neighborhood, though, some of those neighbors go all out. I'm like, they got them on the rooftops, on the chimney. They got them all in the yard. I mean, I got one of my neighbors got about 15 things up. And then they're all, like, bright lights. Yeah.
My next-door neighbor did a good job this year. I've got to give them props. Exchanging presents with someone. You may not have done it yet, but it usually happens at some point. If not, surely Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking hot chocolate is another thing a lot of people do during December that is part of the holiday season.
I've had chocolate milk. Sorry.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, that can be drink all year round or drunk.
And I've eaten chocolate. So close
Does
enough.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Let it melt in your mouth and drink some milk with it.
Hot chocolate.
All right. Decorating a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
We've got ours up. We haven't decorated yet. It came with the lights already on it, so we just got to put the ornaments on now.
Yeah, mine's been done since Thanksgiving.
Wow. You did all your December stuff in in November.
I did.
Yeah, and Tom, you're getting close enough where I just wouldn't even worry about the ornaments at this point. Christmas is almost over.
That's what I told my wife.
Really? Come on. It's early enough.
You should have put it up last month.
All right. So these are things people do during December to celebrate the holidays. We said decorating the tree. Next was putting up the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
My wife does all that, and we don't do, like, the whole house thing. We just put some stuff in the front.
They got those businesses now. They'll put them up for you, and they look beautiful.
That's pretty clever, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baking cookies is on the list.
Oh, I do that frequently.
Okay, so you can count that one.
Woohoo, I got one.
What about cookies you eat that get baked?
Or you get baked.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Uh-huh.
We're not going to count those.
Okay.
All right, going to at least one holiday party. I have not been yet. We got a station one coming up, though.
Yeah. I forgot about it.
Donating to charity.
Yeah.
That's something that's good to do during the holidays.
For sure.
They said wearing holiday pajamas at some point and attending a religious service, hopefully not in the pajamas.
Well, that'd be nice.
I guess.
Hey, old Rex over there showed up in his elf pajamas.
Isn't it like the sunrise service?
No, it's Easter.
Huh?
Easter.
Well, okay, well, they should have
that. It's midnight mass for Christmas.
Yeah.
They should have an early service where you show up in pajamas. We'll have omelets and coffee.
There you go.
That's actually cute. And I like that idea. Okay.
And well, Bloody Marys.
It would need to be wine. Jesus drank wine, not mimosas.
All right. Kissing someone under the mistletoe. That's either a holiday spirit or, you know,
a charge.
Registering for the offender list.
I will say that was weird when they did that 1 year here at the station. When you do it at work and you're putting up mistletoe, it just makes things awkward, especially in the HR department.
And then there's two that we may not get to do.
Snow.
Building a snowman and making a snow angel. I don't know whether we'll get snow this year coming up or not, but probably not in December.
It's been colder, though, this year. This is the best shot we've had in a while, I think.
You know, and it's only just a couple of hours up the mountains to Boone or that area where you can snow ski.
That's true.
Sugar Mountain.
We used to go to Sugar a lot.
They got Moonshine Mountain in Hendersonville. They make their own snow.
You can't drive back from that.
Yeah, you can drive back from that.
No, you can't. Not if you can drink a moonshine.
Well, Tom.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, how many of those did you get, and how spirited for Christmas are you this year? You'll have to add them up and see.
Okay. I didn't know I passed.
Bah humbug.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, 81% of women prefer to leave their husbands and boyfriends at home when they are shopping.
Good.
Yeah, because he talks about this thing called a budget, and I don't need that kind of negativity.
By the way, we prefer that too, ladies.
Works for me.
But reasons women said they'd excuse me.
Can't do the Heimlich maneuver again.
I ain't touching him.
He's getting all choked up just thinking about the budget.
There we go. So, take two. The reasons that women give for wanting to shop alone, 50% said they couldn't tolerate the way their partners looked bored and complained about their shopping.
Trying to get in the Christmas cheer and he's over there all bah humbug.
I think it's because I can walk through a department store without even stopping and knowing whether I'm going to buy anything. Whereas women has to look at every shirt on the entire rack that may not even fit them.
And there's shirts and clothes that we're not interested in, so why would we enjoy it?
Kato, I'm just trying to get my steps in. You make three or four laps around the store. That's considered cardio.
Well, 35% did say that they get frustrated by their wives and girlfriends going in every store and wanting to, you know, touch everything.
This is the pet store. We don't have pets.
We could.
But it's furry.
Yeah.
It looks so cute. 31% of the women said they didn't like the fact that their husband or boyfriend stood outside the store during the shopping trips. So they're outside, maybe looking at you through the window.
I told you what my friends do. They'll go together to shop, but he'll sit at Grill Marks at the bar. She just brings him bags. She takes back off. He takes the bags to the car, comes back to the bar and waits.
That's a great marriage.
It really is.
Yeah.
39% of the women feel guilty if they buy too much, even during the holiday season. But that's when you can buy a little bit more, girls.
Oh, yeah, because he'll start asking me, do we need this? Do they need? And I'm like, well, no. I didn't know that's why I was shopping for needs. Thought I was here for fun.
They don't need it. I do, though.
Yeah.
So I'll find a better gift for them before the holidays roll around. All right, now, when it comes to guys don't really like shopping with their spouses either. Like I said, 35% get frustrated by their wives and girlfriends going in every store. 34% get worked up because the wife or girlfriend takes too long to make the decision on whatever they are buying in the store. And 18% said they spend way too much money when they are shopping.
Yeah, my pet peeve is when they ask me questions about it. They're like, do you think we should get this? Or which one of these is better? And then you tell them and they don't, like, well, I still don't know. I'm like, why did you ask?
I feel so bad when I do that, when I'm like, which one? And he'll pick one and I instantly know that is not the one I wanted. I'm like, that's a good suggestion. Gonna put it back real quick.
That's
when you're not looking.
That's why we hate going.
Do you take like your phone too and ask you about questions like on Amazon and stuff? Like, you think Aunt Myrtle will like this?
Huh?
You know, I think kind of. Sometimes I get what you're saying.
Yeah. When you're on the cell phone, you're doing some shopping, you know, online, you're like, okay, you take it and get their advice about that as well.
Yeah. I'll send them links and be like, thoughts.
Yeah.
You're saying like if you're shopping on Amazon, you show them the item and then ask them if they like it.
Show someone else and say, right, you think that. Not, you don't show AI that. Do you think my aunt will like this?
Not AI. No.
Yeah. That's what I thought you meant.
Oh, okay. I guess that will be the future for you.
Yeah. AI is like, I know your aunt, she will not like that.
Okay, so these are the things a guy said they would rather do than shopping. So if you're thinking about shopping with your man during the holidays, maybe just leave him at home, because 37% said they would rather bake cookies with her than spend an afternoon holiday shopping.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, yeah. Bake the cookies with her or eat the cookies she bakes?
Both of them, but I'm like, you're in the kitchen making the cookies with, you're doing it together, like holiday cooking.
I will bake the cookies and clean the kitchen while you're shopping.
There you go. Baking the cookies at our house has taken that Toll House thing and splat them on the pan and then putting them in the oven. So it isn't real hard.
Opening a bag.
Yep.
Yeah. 42% would rather do chores than go holiday shopping. Yeah. So just leave them a list and head on out.
Tough call for me there.
And then 89% of men said they would rather watch their favorite sports team lose to their biggest rival than actually going out and shopping with you.
Wow.
That's pretty aggressive there.
Yeah. Yes.
Aggressive thinking.
I have dropped John off at Palmetto State Armory and let him play in boy things, and I'll be like, I'll come back and get you.
That's what you need. You need a place for the guy to shop while you shop.
It was like the toy store when we were growing up. Mom would drop you off in the toy department, take off, come back and find you before she leaves. Sometimes.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One thing I hate about the internet in this age of information is it's so easy to find out you've been doing something wrong all your life. And it turns out I've definitely been doing something wrong when it comes to washing my clothes.
Okay.
I'm one of those people that believes the hotter the water, the cleaner the clothes are probably going to come out. And I understand you can't do red shirts in hot water, but if it's like jeans or anything like that, I'm like, crank up the heat.
I would have thought the same thing, Tom.
Well, Consumer Reports says that's not true, because today's detergents use enzymes that work best in cold water.
Nice.
So for many things, cold water is better. They say protein stains from things like milk can actually get cooked into the fabric if you wash them with too much heat. I did not know that either. Cold water is great for anything delicate. Clothes with lace and silk can shrink, and the cold water helps prevent that. And dark colors can fade or bleed if the water is too hot. So again, cold water is good for those.
But when I'm washing my dishes, it's like it takes that hot water to get that caked up food off of that bowl.
Okay, but that's dishes. That's not clothes.
They need to put some enzymes in my Dawn.
I always feel like sheets and towels, I want hot water.
They say that actually sheets are good with hot water. Yeah, so you're doing that right. They say that greasy stains and sweaty sheets can take the heat, and nylon or polyester clothes are better in hot water.
I've always been convinced the hot water thing was really just the clothing company and the washing machine companies working together to make you buy more clothes.
Because it shrinks them?
Shrinks them, ruins them, tears holes in them, all kinds of stuff.
Got to buy new ones.
Well, my wife is an expert at shrinking clothes. Either that or I gain weight. I'm not sure.
Don't blame her.
But it's kind of crazy to think I've always been putting this stuff in hot water because I thought it was getting it cleaner. And they're saying a lot of things clean better with cold.
When have you ever done laundry?
Yeah, true.
At least a few times.
I mean, honestly, even when we were roommates, you would take it to get it laundered.
Yeah, I didn't like going to the laundromats very much.
Even when I lived at home with my parents, it was one point where I told my mom, I'll wash my clothes from now on. I don't want you to have to deal with my clothes.
I mean, he didn't take it to his mama. He hired some other lady to do it.
No, that'd be you.
I took it to
that's true.
Yeah, you would take them home to Tennessee, I'm told.
No, I did that when I was in college.
Yeah.
But then I had to do my own once I got out on my own. Oh. And then my mom's been living with me. So every once in a while, she'll wash some clothes.
They say there's one exception to the cold water rule.
I'll wash her panties, though, sometimes.
The cold water, when it's super cold outside like it is right now.
I did not want to hear that.
When it's super cold like this, it's maybe too cold for the detergent to work so well. So whenever we're in these low temperatures, your water's coming in super cold. And it should just be the normal cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's something to consider. I guess maybe you'd go for warm at that point, but still don't do hot. Oh, you also save energy when you don't do hot because you're not having to heat up the water.
Oh, see, somebody else is in on the conspiracy theory. The water company.
Power company all work together.
Yep.
Okay. See? Well, this works against the power company because they're saying to do it in cold, which actually is not giving the power company money.
Right. I'm saying before that, they were all in cahoots.
Well, I was just doing it wrong. So that could have been it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, December can be packed with parties, events, family gatherings, and most likely you might end up in a couple of photos or pictures. So during the holiday season, I got some tips to help you out with your photos and to look best in your photos. Because you got that little Santa hat on, you know? You know, make sure you look good. And everybody's always going to say, okay, let's get a group shot, get a group shot. And then you interlock arms and you have fun, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, first thing to do, angle your body just slightly. Don't stand straight on for the photo. Turn your body a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you got, everybody lined up, maybe six people there. If you're standing straight on, you want to kind of go to the side. Well, and a lot of times, the girls will hide behind the guys. Like, they'll hide all the way behind.
I mean, you can watch women's pose. I mean, they don't stand face forward.
They don't.
They're wide, so they have to look, they're thin.
Yeah.
And they got that arm out like it's broken.
Uh-huh, on their back.
Yeah, and their shoulder back like
no,
this.
No, you're not supposed to do your arm out like that anymore. Gen Z made fun of us.
I did, too.
Oh, really?
It looked weird.
Well, it made it look skinny, so mind your business.
And when the guys do it, it really looks weird.
Yeah, it does. That does look weird.
Okay, so holiday picture sessions, here we go. Drop your shoulders and take a breath. It helps you look less rigid and softens your expression by getting rid of that tense photo face. So angle your body slightly and then drop your shoulders and take a breath.
This sounds like when you go to get your photo taken and they're telling you to do all this weird crap. They're like, okay, now tilt one shoulder down and move your head up, your chin down, and you're like, what?
And that's what's weird. The more awkward you feel in the photo, the better the photo looks most of the time.
I took photography, and there's reasons for that, Tom. Why don't you adjust your face? Because you got to get certain lighting on certain parts of your face. That's all I remember. Don't ask me anymore.
But make sure that double chin isn't hanging out. You got to angle up a little bit.
Matter of fact, they mentioned that. Find the best lighting. You can have the best pose in the world, but if the lighting is horrible, it will make a big difference in your photo. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, everybody's got their arms around each other, and then they got the guy personally taking a picture and like, no, you guys, I tell you what, lighting's not good right there. Let's scooch over. And everybody's in a lot. Take about 3 steps to the right. And then you got the best lighting.
And people don't realize that if there's any light behind the people you're taking a picture of, that's not good. Oh. So if the sun's behind them, turn them around.
Okay.
Get your natural light on your...
Get the squinty eyes.
Yeah. On your victims. Yeah.
He's right, though. Victims. If you don't have the light on them, you don't see them.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, just go inside where the sun's not, you know, in your eyes.
True.
All right, then lean in and create connection, they say. If you're posing for a photo with close family or friends, put your arm around someone or hold a little kid's hand, they say, is a good option there for holiday pictures.
Yeah, aww. I always try to make sure everyone looks included because yeah. there's nothing worse than you think everybody's got their armor and then you've got that one person by themselves to the side.
Yeah, that's yeah. me.
See, that always breaks my heart. I'm like, make sure everybody's linked included. And everybody's in it.
Yeah. I blame the person taking the picture. When you're looking yeah. at your screen, look at the entire screen.
Yeah.
Get them even.
You got Uncle Stan over there with his head just leaning in.
Don't. That might be for a reason.
Well, and they say do that, too. Act a bit silly. It helps lighten the mood, yeah. and it might get the other people with a natural laugh, and that's always great for pictures.
Yep.
So you do them all together. Angle your body just slightly. Drop your shoulders. Take a breath. Lean in and create connection. And then activate silly.
I think I'd rather not take photos.
Well, Tom, honestly, I don't think you like taking pictures at all.
You like to be, you like to take them, not
that's
be
right,
taken.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be doing it with Hawk.
I'm not going to his Christmas. It's going to be wild, it sounds like.
I've not invited y'all yet. And after this conversation, I may not.
Oh.
I will.
Oh, are you threatening us?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.